Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world.
To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button.
Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Good morning and welcome everyone. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here in Blog Talk Radio, live in GH Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, and also live on the website of MikeSpirit.fm and MikeDavisMedium.com. What a show I've got lined up here for you today. I've got somebody back on, actually, not one, but two. We've got two amazing guests on, two guests that came along so long ago, just a few months ago, and worked alongside me and gave some fantastic evidence of life continuation beyond the death of that physical body. So let me introduce to you my guests. It's Les Jones. Hi, Les. Are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Les. I have a very busy day today. In fact, only just got to the studio literally 15 minutes ago. But, you know, never mind. I'm here. And that's what's important, isn't it?
Yeah, we couldn't start with you.
Okay, now I can hear Maureen there. Hi, Maureen, are you there with us?
Hi. Yeah, great, thanks, yeah.
Good, good, good. And how is yourself there, Maureen?
Brilliant, yeah, wonderful.
Okay, fantastic. So it's lovely to have the two of you back here on the show. I know that, you know, our clocks went back last week, which confused a lot of people because we was on an hour earlier. Now, I know American put their clocks back this week, which has really confused people because they don't know when we're on. So I would say, you know, if you want to call in now. Why not? The numbers you need to dial is 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to call for free, you can come along to the page of expert.com on Blog Talk Radio, and you will find the Skype button there at the top of the page. Just press it, and you will come through free to the studio to speak to either myself, Les, or Maureen. Guys, what have you been up to?
Quite a lot of things, really. The last Sunday, we did a psychic fair in Newport, so quite interesting.
Well, you know, I remember that because you were sat behind me back to back. And, you know, I seem to know...
That's right.
I know that producer Kerry is with us here in the background. Would you believe this, Kerry, that I noticed I was taking my banner down and all of a sudden I noticed there was a sticker on the back of my banner that said, Mind, Body and Jones. You know, how sneaky...
Oh, God bless Blue Tack.
God bless Blue Tack. I can't say less. You know, it was lovely to meet up with some people I actually haven't seen for a long, long, long time because, you know, as you know, Les, I don't get to do many of these psychic fairs anymore because, you know, it's so busy here in the studio, so busy with life, so busy with everything that's going on. It was actually nice to go back a little way and take a back seat and enjoy the day that we had there at the psychic fair. So I know that you've been doing much more than that, the two of you. So come on, guys, fill me in.
Right, well, yeah, well, we do spiritualist churches every Sunday, practically.
Yeah.
So it was a rare day off. And recently, what was really interesting was we did a harvest festival service in Van Sandert in Swansea.
Oh, lovely place.
And the church collected a vast amount of food, and what really good was it was being taken to the homeless shelter the following day.
That was with...
So, if you like, it was...
Miriam Smith's church. Is that the one?
Yeah, Miriam, yeah.
Yes.
And she's a very long-serving team and very, very knowledgeable. So it's always a pleasure to work there.
Oh, most definitely. You know, I've always enjoyed the time I've been there for the last 20 or so years. You know, I've enjoyed going to Salmonet and, you know, enjoying every service I've done there. I'm sure, likewise, so have they enjoyed every service I've done there, because it's been, you know, it's like an experience every time, isn't it?
Mm. What's impressive as well, with a lot of churches having sort of falling congregations, theirs is nearly always full.
Yes. It is, you know, and I suppose the warm welcome you have right at the very beginning, and the, you know, the fantastic tea they make afterwards with the biscuits. I can't fault them.
That's true. Yes.
You know,
it
was once said to me years ago that, Michael, you only go to these spiritual churches because for the tea biscuits. I know, Les, they're not far wrong.
Well, you can always bribe me with a Jaffa cake.
Well, custard cream on how many ones.
Oh, right.
You know, but it's so nice, isn't it, to work the spiritual churches and, you know, get out there and do the service to the public, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. The thing is, we tend to do services in strange places occasionally for people that would never go into a church and still need to know that spirit and know that loved ones are still around them. So we kind of do a lot of other places as well as the churches.
Yeah. So what have we got coming up then? Has it got any venues or anywhere that you know, we can actually book into the diary or anything?
Well, we've got on Friday the 8th of November, we're doing a charity evening with Meadow Lane School in St. Mellons near Cardiff.
Yeah.
So that's a fundraiser for the school, for charity.
Okay, so that's for everybody's diary. So when was that? There was the 8th of...
That's the 8th, yeah. And Sunday the 10th, we're in Cwmcelyn Church in Blaenau.
Lovely church.
Yep. And Sunday the 17th, we're in Riverside, Kingsway Group.
I know.
Church. And Monday, we're in Sunny Park Grove on the 18th.
So very busy then, lads.
Yeah.
And Maureen, you know, I mustn't forget Maureen. Maureen, you're still okay there?
Oh, yes, I'm listening in.
That's
yes.
Okay. Yeah. Gabra away. You know, you just cut there, because I know that you do just as much work as theirs, because I know that you work together as a team, don't you?
Yes. No, I can't drive, he can.
Well, you know, I like that excuse, and I think that maybe that I'll use that excuse for in the future. She can drive. Because I need the time to maybe meditate. Do you think that'll work, Maureen?
I think so, yes.
I'll try that in future. Kerry, you have to drive in future because I need the time to meditate before the service. I've got the thumbs up there. Maureen, you've got the touch.
Yeah, well.
So we've got plenty coming on. I know that next year is probably filling up even as we speak. Is that right?
Yeah, the diary for next year is quite full.
Okay. Now, I know, Les, that you know, that you've been working hard on things to do with Mind, Body and Jones, and you have a website to coincide with that, don't you?
That's right, yes. It's mindbodyandjones.co.uk.
Well, I'm going to use the posh word here, so it's hashtag mindbodyandjones.co.uk.
Yep.
I like that. Hashtag. Isn't that good?
It's very current, I think, as it were.
Definitely, you know, and I learned this, you know, because as you know, Les, I'm not a very technical-minded kind of a person. I learned hashtag MikeSpirit.fm works just as good as www. But it's boring, isn't it, www. It's easier just to put in hashtag MikeSpirit.fm and it works.
Yeah, that's fine then. That's good.
I can't fault this. It's hashtag mindbodyandjones.co.uk. That's the place where people will be able to get hold of you. And do you offer readings there, Les, via that website?
Not over the website, but obviously we could do it with Skype if we needed to. You know?
Okay, so people can get hold of you, no matter where you are, and they'll be able to have a reading with yourself and
maybe
Maureen as well.
That's right, yeah, we can make arrangements to do that. The other thing's interesting, we've also got a mobile website, which is mindbodyandjones.mobi.
Okay, tell me more about this one.
Well, a normal website, when it's viewed on a mobile, has just got too much information. and you see everybody expanding it, contracting it, and doing the rest. So if you like, a mobile site is a reduced information version, but it's more mobile friendly and user friendly.
Okay, so that's...
So if you're on a smartphone, it'll automatically, if you like, come across as mobile through Android.
Okay, so that's hashtag, shall we say, hashtag mindvolumejones.mobi.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So, well, I know that you've been on the show before, and, you know, I know I've been working with you on the show the last time you was on, which is, it wasn't that long ago, it was just a few months ago, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
You know, these time zones are quite... really, it'll start settling down now after this week, because America's put their clocks back, we've put our clocks back, so now we start to coincide again with each other. And, you know, may I just remind people of the time here in the UK, it's 8 p.m. the show starts. In America, on the east coast of America, which is Eastern Standard Time, it would be 3 p.m. And on the Pacific coast, which is Pacific Standard Time, that would be noon, 12 noon. Now, Les, don't ask me in between, and everybody else, I haven't got a clue. I know that there's a mountain time. I know there's a, I get lost. It's dreadful, isn't it?
I know what you mean.
There's another time zone as well.
I think the good news is we get an extra hour in bed, didn't we? So that's great.
Okay. It is, yeah, we do get extra hours. Sorry, Les, it was a million miles away there then, I think. Yeah, you know, we did get an extra hour, even though I didn't benefit from that. Did you benefit from that extra hour?
Oh, definitely.
Well, you know, I wish that I could say that I did, because, you know, before we came and met up last week at the Psychic Fair there, on Thursday, let's go back to last Thursday, the Thursday prior to our... meeting up. Now, let me just give you a rundown of what happened there. I came home from work, as I generally do, maybe around 5 p.m. On the, obviously, the UK time. I got home. Sorry, one second. sorry. I arrived home about 5 p.m., which is the UK time. And then I was quite persuadedly asked by the children, would I take them to their grandmother's that night? Which the plan was, Les, it was Friday night, that we were going to take them to their grandmother's, which is, it's about 5.5 hours drive, isn't it, Kelly? It is, about 5.5 hours drive. So as you can, I know Maureen would appreciate of the distance there for the grandmother. You know when children say, please, and they flutter the eyelids? You know, that this happened on the Thursday. So me and my infinite wisdom, I says, okay, let's go now, let's go. Off we goes, with the fully intention of me sleeping all the way back, because Kelly was going to drive home. So drives all the way up there, not a problem. Kelly starts driving back, and do you think I could sleep on the way back? Ah, dreadful. I managed maybe two hours if I was lucky, and that was broken sleep. Mine, I was waking up every 10 minutes. Went to work on the Friday, absolutely exhausted, done my day's work, come home. The Saturday was just, it was just horrendous of a day on the Saturday. Then on the Sunday, we met up. Now, you wouldn't know that I hadn't slept, would you?
No. You seemed full of beans and ready to rock and roll kind of thing.
Full of life and full of energy. So, you know, but, you know, this weekend's been a lot calmer because... you know, as I said, we got, you know, we left this morning about 5:30, somewhere around there. And, you know, didn't rush back, and we're back safe and sound. Isn't that perfect?
Yeah, that's as good as it gets, isn't it, really?
It is, definitely. Well, you know, all the way up there in the car, as you know, Kerry is also works with the spirit world, the same as us. She had this song in her head. Now, does this ever happen with you, Les? And Maureen, I must ask you this question. You know, does songs just come into your mind for no reason at all, no apparent reason, it's just there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, what do you do when that happens? And it's like all the way up and all the way back, so that's a good 10 to 12 hours of driving, and obviously Kay saying hi to her mum and everything else as you do, me drinking two cups of tea as I do. what would you do then? Would you find the song and play it?
Yeah, if I tend to look at a lot of stuff, like on YouTube, if I'm drawn to a certain area or a certain song, I sort of YouTube it and have a listen.
Okay, now the reason why I'm asking you this, because I know that at the Psychic Fair, you know, I was really interested, and I must tell Kerry about this because I forgot to tell Kerry. Now, Les had some music playing on his table, and I was thinking, how on earth have you got music playing? It's some lovely, gentle, pamp-out music playing. And then he had a little tiny speaker, Kerry, you wouldn't believe. It was just like a, maybe the size of an egg? Half the size of an egg, maybe, Les, is that right?
Yeah, it's round about that, yeah.
And I was like, how on earth have you got music playing for that? You've got an old plug socket, but going through a little iPod, absolutely perfect with a USB port on it into this, and I thought that was fantastic. I thought it was brilliant. So, so is that something then you would download into that iPod, Les, and just have it?
Yeah,
in hand?
Yeah. I don't know. I've probably got about 30 different CDs on it.
Yeah.
You know, for different purposes, really. Sometimes you want something gentle when you're like a psychic fair, other places you want something a bit more bouncy, so, you know,
yeah,
whatever I need, really.
Okay.
And I also put my meditations ones on there as well, so wherever I am, I can just whip the headphones on and sort of zonk out.
Yeah, you know, I like the idea. So, Kerry, next time we drive to the church, you have to drive, because I need to zonk out, as Les would put it, into my meditation before the service. So you need to drive from now on. Ha ha, can't fault it. Brilliant. Okay, so I'm going to play this song that was in Kerry's head all day. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this is going to help her to get her out of her head, because for 12 hours it's been plaguing the life out of her. And it was quite funny, to be honest with you, because, you know, every now and again you hear her humming it and singing it, and I was thinking, she's off again, you know, that kind of thing, you know. So I'm going to play this music, and, well, enjoy, and we'll be back right after this.
We'll be right back. man laughing at the rain. Little out of touch, little insane. Just easier than dealing with the pain. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on the one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere.
Runaway Train. What a good song, Les, isn't it?
Yep, that's pretty good, really.
Now, I'd imagine after I played that, that's going to be in Kelly's head for the rest of the week.
Yeah. That usually does it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know whether I've done a good thing, a bad thing, or anything different. What would your vision be on that, Les?
Well, some of the thing happened to me, really. We were doing a clairvoyance evening in Carrickston Church on Wednesday night.
Yeah,
and I took my ukulele along to accompany the hymn.
Yeah,
and what they chose was Amazing Grace.
Okay,
and I think ever since then I've been playing it every day. I can't get it out of my mind. I keep walking past a ukulele, picking it up, and then doing a lead break. So,
well, I can't fault that, not one little bit. But you know, I hope that song does disappear out of Kelly's head, particularly before tomorrow, I suppose. Well, maybe before the end of the night. That would be nice, Kelly, wouldn't it?
That'd be good.
Again, the thumbs up on that one.
Cat Spirit can replace it with another one.
Maybe. You have to say, no more, I can't take no more.
Yeah.
But that's okay, yeah. Maybe replace it with another one that we could enjoy here on Mike Spirit FM. What do you think of that, Kelly? No? Okay. Okay, you see. that wasn't very nice. But never mind. So there's quite a few things in the planning for the both of you coming up soon.
Oh, yes, yeah. As I said, we were in Park Grove on the 18th and the Discovery Pub on the 19th of November.
Yeah, okay. But I know I've got a venue. Actually, I got quite a few venues coming up myself very soon. I got one right here up on my doorstep, in a place called Gennedd. Do you know St. Gennedd at all, Les?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to be in St. Gennedd. I'm not sure where to it is. I know it's in a club. I know that much. But I know it's on Monday the 18th. Of this month, which is coming very, very soon. But I'm doing another demonstration, which is at the end of the month, which is on the 28th. And that's going to be accompanied by myself, Kerry, and Mick Green. The three of us are going to be demonstrating our work. And it's all in aid of a charity, which is called Wild Care Rescue. So I know that they rescue animals. Am I right in saying that, Kelly? Yeah. They're rescuing animals and so on and so forth. And I know that they could do with that the money that we raise. And that's going to be at the Blackheath Coronation Club on the 28th of November. We will start at 7:30. Tits will be available on the door. And that's going to be at £7.50. Now, if you want more information on that, or anyone that's listening that wants more information, come on over to www. or shall we say hashtag blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Come and sign into our chat room, and you can ask Kerry there in the chat room more information on that. I know that Kerry will be happy to assist there. And even our friend Mick Green is in there as well, who will be one of the mediums. So it's going to be myself, Kerry, and Mick Green there. So come into our chat room, sign in, and ask us some questions on where, what, and everything else. But I will announce that a little bit later on in the show. I know that it's going to be a fun, interesting evening, Les. I'm sure it is. You know, I've worked with Kerry many times, and you know, I've met Mick Green a few times, and we have worked together live on air, on the radio, right here on Mike Spirit FM. But I've never actually done a demonstration live with him. I can, I know that he wouldn't mind me saying, well, I hope he doesn't. Well, tough if he doesn't. It's just tough, isn't it, Les? You know, he's one of these guys that, you know, sometimes, and I've got to put it, I've got to be careful because he is listening, he is in our chat room. You know, one of them people that bring the worst but the best out in you.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of goes like the theme of, you know, bring the worst out in you because of the way he is. He brings the best out in you because, again, because the way he is. It's quite strange, isn't it?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but yeah, it's that generally means though it's a sort of good friendship link, isn't it? Really?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we go back a long, long time. Me and Mick, we go back to a TV audition that I went to in Birmingham. God, it must be about 3.5 years ago now. That you know, we've done some auditions for this TV, this paranormal investigation team. For the, you know, two of us was up for the same role as mediums, in fact, and neither of us got it. Can't say we didn't get it because the film never went out on live. You know, well, it's still out there, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
Best man win, Mike. Mick Green, watch your back, I'm coming for you. You know, the people.
Yeah.
But no, all joking aside, he's a lovely lad when I met him, and I'm sure that he's going to be. You know, just as wonderful to work with in a live demonstration. So is Kerry. You know, it's going to be a fantastic night to really. So come and join us. It's going to be fun. Les, Maureen, are we up for taking some calls?
Yes, yeah, certainly. That's you know what we're here for. So that's great.
Okay, because I know that we've got calls in queue waiting. Okay, and let me remind everyone at home or those who are listening, if you want to call in. Probably now is your best time to call in because, as we know, that the show time has been changed because of the hour difference and so on and so forth. But if you want to call in and you are in America, dial 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside of America, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to call in, you want to call in on Skype for free, simply go to the show page of blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit FM. And there is where you'll find that Skype button. I think maybe now, Kerry, is the right time to maybe announce what's coming in January, maybe, for MikeSpirit FM. We may even have, Les, and hold on to your hat, Les.
Okay.
Would you believe that Mike Spirit FM is or will be joining with another commercial radio station?
Yeah.
Interesting. Which, in result, will give us another number. So it won't just be the 760-283-4611 number. We will have, and this is exclusive to the UK, an 0800 number.
Oh, very, very good.
Which we know here in the UK, 0800, it's a free call, isn't it?
Oh, that's brilliant.
So we don't have to use the Skype button in the UK. We can call in on an 0800 number, and more information to that will be announced soon. Not only will you be able to just call in that way, you'll be able to see us on your smart TVs. Ooh. Doesn't that change a few things, Les?
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Does
that mean I've got to get a haircut?
Oh, that means I need to go and get a haircut. And maybe it needs. I may have to brush my hair before I go into the studio in future. Can you imagine?
Well, yeah.
You know, maybe put a shirt on and take this old vest off. You never know, Les.
Yeah, Yeah, don't check your dinner with you.
Not like I was earlier on. Now for that, let's move on quite swiftly. Okay, let's go to the phone lines and let me welcome on our first guest. It's but before I do that, Les, I know last week, right at the end of the show last week, we did have someone that came through who was quite foul-mouthed, shall we say. And, you know, I'm not going to apologize for that, Les. I really wouldn't apologize for that because I'm so, you know, pleased to know that, you know, that gentleman had his own opinion and he felt the need to express it on a live radio show. But, you know, I will say, you know, for those that are listening, I won't apologize for the gentleman's behavior. But what I will say, you know, that we will try and keep order to the way that these calls are done. So let's go to the phone lines and let's go to area code 951 and say, hi, 951, are you there with us, please?
Hi, Mike. Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Can I take your name there, please, first of all?
Laurie.
Laurie.
Yes.
Okay, Laurie. And can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
California.
California, wonderful. Okay, Laurie, you know, I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of, and I don't, Josh, don't even know how we're going to work this time because we haven't even discussed it. Well, maybe we'll give you over to Les and then Maureen can take a call and then I'll take a call and we'll do it like that. How does that sound, guys? Does that sound okay?
Yes, sounds fine.
Okay, well, Les, I'm going to leave Laurie in your capable hands and, Laurie, enjoy your reading there with Les.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hello, Laurie. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Anything you could pick up.
Yeah, sure. Just bear with me a second. Can you understand a small dog in the world of spirit?
A dog? Yeah.
A small dog, yeah.
Yes.
A small one.
I had a lot of dogs.
You've had a lot. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you understand in particular a small black one?
A small white dog. Offhand, I'm thinking there's one I mess around with here, but...
No, it's a small black dog.
A black dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Small black one.
Yeah.
Does that make more sense to you? Good.
Yeah.
That's what I said originally there. And they all have different personalities. This one, I feel, was very friendly type and also a very active one as well. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
And in particular... you must have been able to feed him from your hands as well.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
How did you say that? Feeling...
You would be able to feed him from your hand. He would take food from your hand. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And also, I've got to say as well, The dog has come in, if you like, just to open the door, shall we say, to the spirit connection. And I have a gentleman linking in who I feel, it's hard to say his age, but he's a mature gentleman. He's got grey hair. He's fairly slim of the build. And I've got a sort of fairly weathered complexion with him. I just feel... a sort of preference for the outdoors with him, if you like. And I'm not saying he necessarily worked outdoors, but he certainly looks like it, shall we say. Does that make any sense to you?
There's two people I'm thinking of grey hair, so I'm not...
Yeah, that's fine. We'll just... with this gentleman, I feel as though I want to wear either blues or denims or something, a colour like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, rather than just, you know, I'm not seeing him in sort of city clothes, shall we say. I'm seeing him sort of dressed very casually, and I do feel it's either blues or denims, he's got quite a straight nose and quite a handsome face as well. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
And he's also quite a laid-back kind of personality as well. I can sort of picture him sort of... he would be saying to you now about not stressing out. Can you understand that?
Yeah.
Because there's a sense around you at the moment where things are a little bit getting on top of you, and there's a sense of letting things get a bit too much on top of you at the moment. And this gentleman is saying, well, there are some things you can't do anything about.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost as though some of the circumstances that you are, let's say, fretting over are beyond your control. And can you understand that? Yeah. So that's why he's bringing this sort of area of peace and sort of calm to you at the moment. And he wanted to do that by coming in with a little dog, first of all.
Because
he knows the, if you like, the affection and the joy that the little dog would bring to you.
Right. I've been thinking about my dog. Honestly, I've been thinking about my dog in my past.
So he's, that's the sort of vibration that he picked up from you, and that's going to come in and say for you there. It's almost as though you've been putting off a purchase as well at the moment. It's almost as though I can see window shopping, and I don't know whether you've been looking at bags or containers like that, but it's almost as though you're sort of reluctant to commit to making that purchase at the moment, thinking, I could do something else with the money, or I've got to... Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I'm not working, and I have a little tiny bit of money left.
Yeah, so that's where the sort of window shopping comes in, if you like.
Yeah.
And really, he's encouraging you to say that you are right and correct on that. You know, you do have to conserve what you do have, rather than at this moment in time take a risk and put yourself then in an uncomfortable position. He doesn't want you to do that, and. The other thing he wants to do with this gentleman as well, I don't know whether it was him or there's somebody around you, but I know I was getting a chest condition with him, and also a condition of the throat and swallowing as well. Can you understand that?
My dad had a chest condition, and he was having heartburn.
Yeah, so it's that kind of condition. He's just, again, it's a bit more information about him. He's also he's got quite a. He says things are going to work themselves out, and you will find a job that suits you. He said.
Good.
But he's saying have a little bit of patience.
Okay.
He's not going to, although he'd like to try, he said he can't wave a magic wand.
No.
Okay, so he certainly would if he could. But what I would like to do is just to leave you with the love of this gentleman, because he cares about you so much, and he just wants you to... basically chill out, as I said before, and there is a positive outcome and a future for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that okay?
Yes. That make perfect sense. Thank you.
Okay, I'll leave his love with you. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you there, Laurie, and thank you, Les, for that wonderful reading. Laurie, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in there, Laurie.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Bye now. Sorry.
Bye-bye.
Sorry.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye. Thank you. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines there, and let's go to area code 707. Say hi. Can you take your name, please?
Caroline.
And where are you calling from, Caroline?
Idaho.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let me hand you over to Maureen there. Maureen?
Yes, okay, I'm with you.
Yep.
Okay, brilliant. Hello?
Hi, Maureen.
Hello, can you understand me?
Yes, I do.
That's okay, because I've got a bit, I have a little bit of twang in my accent, so hopefully you'll understand me, you know.
Okay.
As I'm linking into you, have you ever gone back in your family history at all?
Have I ever done what with my family history?
Yeah. Traced your family history.
I haven't, my brother has.
Right, because I have a gentleman here, and he was only just a young boy, and I feel he was around quite a while ago, actually, when the North and the South were divided in America. And I've seen this young lad, he's dressed in the grey uniform, and I think that was the North, the South, was it? That was the South. And he's dressed in the grey uniform. And I know he's just sitting here because he obviously knows I was going to get in contact with you tonight. So if you can ever trace him, but he looks at only the age of 16. So I know he was sent to war to fight for his country quite young. Okay?
Okay.
He was right. So if you ever do trace him, he's been here. Right. Do you know anybody who actually can fly an aeroplane or any connection to aeroplanes at all?
Yes.
Right. I was shown two different... First of all, I was seeing a helicopter land on a building. And then I saw a small light aircraft which would have maybe gone over a farmer's field. So would that make any sense to you at all?
Not that particular, no.
Not that particular gentleman. But flying is a connection in your family.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, if I can just work on that, maybe they're trying to get my attention to the actual flying thing. I feel I've got a gentleman here. I would say stockily built. His hair was just starting to go grey. Dark hair, may have been quite black actually, and it started to just turn grey. And he has quite full in the face, quite a healthy looking gentleman actually. And I feel he would have been outdoors a lot by the look of his skin. So can you take this gentleman at all?
Okay.
So you've got to look for someone with a bit of meat on his bones. That's the way he puts it. But I'm sure there may be farming connections as well. Can you take that?
Not at the moment. Not sure.
Okay then. Because I felt, you know, the type of gentleman would have... I'm seeing a lot of land. As I've seen this gentleman, he's looking out on a vast area. And really enjoying the view. And I don't see many houses there, but a lot of hills and valleys and things like this. And I feel like this gentleman's here now for you. Just quite strong. He said there may have been a watch left from him in the family. So would you be able to take that? Not sure?
Okay.
Well, there was a specific watch that was left from him. I don't see him extremely tall, and he wasn't short. So we've got a sort of, you know, just above average, I would say, in height. I don't think he got over the 6 foot. So he was well under there. He's pointing to his watch, and he's talking to you at the moment and saying, in time, something is a time situation for you. So I don't know whether you're waiting for something to take place or hoping that something will take place. And he is pointing to his watch, and it says, not quite yet, but I feel whatever it is will come to light. Would that make any sense for you?
Possibly, yes.
Possibly, yes. But don't tell us your business. I'll give it in a sort of symbolic way for you, friend. Because he's taken his watch off now, he's put it down, and he's drawn my attention to 9 o'clock for some reason. So I don't know whether that was symbolic to anything to do with his passing or a special time for yourself. But he's drawn me to 9 o'clock. Also,
okay.
There's a December. Also, there's a December memory, apart from being Christmas. I feel a December memory. I was also receiving the name of Chris. So can you take the name of Chris, Tor?
Don't know anybody by the name of Chris, no.
Okay, well, just hold on to it for a moment, and I'll leave him with you, and it may, hopefully you'll be placed in your memory bank, okay? Well, I know I'll go back to my first gentleman, and he's talking about soothing things over for you. If there must be something going on that this first gentleman wants to help you with, you see. There must be something going on in your mind, you know.
Did you say
yes?
Choosing things over?
Yeah, you must be you're going over things, you're thinking things, I don't know what it is, it's personal to yourself, but I know there's something around you which needs to be smoothed out.
Okay.
Something might be getting entangled, you know, and they're trying to pull things straight for you. That's better way to put that. Can you take the name of Martin at all?
Martin, no.
No, okay. I'm going to leave Chris and Martin with you, and hopefully you may place. So I'm not throwing them at you, but I would like to leave those names with you, friend. There's no farming connections at all, you said, was there?
No.
No, not at all. Okay. Well, that's that other gentleman to stand back. If I go back to my first gentleman, who was from the southern side of America, he's come back in here again.
Okay.
And hopefully you will find him. And I think that's where this Martin is. I don't have a last name at the moment, but I feel Martin with him, okay? And he's there. If he wants to send him to you, there's something you might have to have a little bit of a fight over, and not in a bad way. Something that you have, definitely something to sort over, but there might have to be a little bit of a fight with it. Does that make any sense? Just a
fighting
little bit of extra. Sorry.
Fighting over something? Is that what you said?
You only have to deal with something. You have to put an extra little effort into something.
Oh, okay.
There might be just a little extra effort you have to put into something, which will sort something. Put a little bit extra effort on your part.
Okay.
Friend, I'm hoping it's making sense. I know we've got a wind up now, but please take a name of Martin. I'm sure you will find. I want to say Martin Howlett, if you got that spelling. So maybe you might be able to find him somewhere. But I know he goes way back in America, okay, on the southern uniform that he's wearing. And that's his message to you, where he had to go off to fight. In a way,
my family is from the south.
Yeah, just a little bit of energy there to get something sorted.
Get something sorted. I recently changed jobs and I've regretted it, and I'm having a big dilemma over what to do over that.
Right. Let's have a quick look now. He's talking about the in situations like this, I always say, let things sort. Give spirit a chance. Give your family and spirit world to help you. And just give them a chance to sort things. I would suggest only what I'm receiving for you is just to step back a bit and have a good look at it. Have a good look at the picture from a further distance. Okay?
Okay.
That's what he's suggesting. He might say completely different. Okay? Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you
nice
so much, Maureen.
You. Okay then. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, thank you there, Caroline, for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys, you've done a wonderful job so far. Well, it's time for you to put your feet up as well
thank
as Mike did.
Okay.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Let's go back to the phone lines. We do have a Skype caller, and I think it's BC Watson. Hi, can I take your name there, please?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Craig. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Great. Okay, Craig, can I ask you where you're calling from, please?
I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. And Craig, can I ask you what the reason was that you called in the show for, please?
I was calling because right now I just moved here to Vegas. I'm a bit lonely. And I just want to know, do you guys see a relationship coming for me anytime soon?
Okay, Craig, well, what I can do for you, okay, I can link to the spirit world and give you evidence that there's life after death and see what the spirit world has to say about that question. Is that okay for you?
That's fine.
Okay. Craig, because I know I'm aware of someone that comes close here to you, I believe that this would be of a lady that comes close, and I believe that this lady would tie towards your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. Now, I do believe that this lady would have suffered for quite some time within her body before she passed on to the spirit world, because I know I'm aware that when she went, it was quite, she suffered for quite some time, I want to say to you, because I know that she makes her aware that she's suffering, and it's time after time that she keeps doing this before she passed on to the spirit world. I know that she makes me aware that there was plenty of care that was given to this lady before she passed. She certainly makes me feel as if my hands and my wrists are all numb. So I know that this lady would have complained of whether it be arthritis or whether she passed with a stroke or something, I'm not sure. But I know that when she passed, it was quite, I want to say a long, drawn-out passing when she went into the spirit world. Now, I know that she's quite rounded in her features, as I can see her, because she shows herself to me to be quite rounded there. Do you understand who this lady is there, Craig?
No, I don't.
Okay, let's look towards your mum's side of your family, because I know that she makes her way to go towards your mum's side of your family. Now let's go back a generation to your grandmother. Do you understand if your grandmother in the spirit world from your mum's side?
Yeah, my grandmother has passed away. She died of a heart failure.
Okay, bless your heart. Okay, now would I be right in saying to you that your grandma, when she was here with us, she was a very sympathetic, caring kind of a lady, is that right?
No.
Okay, well, she makes me aware of being sympathetic and quite caring, okay? Now, whether that's to your condition or whether it's to do with your question that you're asking me, what, I don't know, but she wants me to be sympathetic and caring to you at the moment. Now, would you understand that that's what's needed of, like, a bit of caring kind that needs to come around your vibration at the moment? Is that right?
Right.
Now, would you understand that to me there that she makes you aware of being... I want to get myself out there. I want to be recognized. I want to be remembered. I want to be known. Do you understand why she brings that to me, Craig?
Yes.
And it's almost like the only way I'm going to do it is by getting up there and doing it and pushing myself. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and this is what she's come through for, is to say that you know, that you're stepping in the right direction at the moment, because I know that you just said to me that you've just moved to Vegas. Then that's been a hard decision to get you to where you are now. Is that right?
Right.
Now, would I be right in saying that you've been offered something there, Craig? Is that right?
Offered?
An opportunity?
I'm not, it's not coming to me at the moment.
Okay. Well, she makes you aware that there's an opportunity, there's an offering that's coming there to you, okay? And I want to say that you've grasped it with both hands, okay? Now, in respect of relationship and love life there, because I know that's the question you asked me there, would I be right in saying it to you that it's not for the lack of I don't want to use the word trying, but it's not for the lack of not being, putting yourself out there, because I know that you've been doing of your best. it seems to be at the moment as if you're concentrating so hard on like your career, it's like everything else is falling to a side at the moment. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Because I know that she makes me aware that that's more, obviously that's more apparent in your life at the moment. Your career is more apparent to you than anything else within your vibration. And she wants me to say that you know, you just keep going with that and everything will kind of fall into suit as you go along. Okay. Does that make sense to you? Everything will fall into suit there as you continue on. So what you're on, you're on the right pathway at the moment. Keep going there. You'll get there. Does that make sense to you?
It doesn't make sense because I've been at this mode for quite some time, but okay.
Okay. Well, I know that's what she's come forward to say to you. Keep going because you will get there and it will all make, and it will all come apparent there to you, okay, and it all will unfold. So I know, see, I want to put like a micro, I don't know whether you sing there, Craig. Would you understand why I would want to sing at the moment?
Sing. Can you repeat that again?
Would you understand if I said to you why I would want to sing? Is that something that you do?
No, I don't sing at all.
Okay. Who's the one that you know who's the singer?
I know a lot of people that are singers. that has to be more of a direct question. I don't know.
Okay. Because I believe wherever the singer is, that's where I want to set your vibration. Okay. So whether that's where your relationship is going to go towards with someone that is singing, but I believe that's where I want to take you with someone that's singing. Okay. So,
Mike, I've gotten a lot of readings about that, about me meeting a singer.
Okay, you've had a lot of readings about meeting a singer.
Yeah, I've gotten people have read on that, but I have not. I don't know of anybody that sings or anything like that. But I've gotten a lot of readings. So that confirms what you're saying, because I've got a lot of readings of a woman that comes to my life that's singing, but I just don't know who it is.
Ah, right. Okay. Well, that's fine. Well, obviously, you're not meant to know just yet, or you're not meant to meet her just yet. But when
right.
the time is right, then you will meet that person that's right for you in your life. Okay? So if you've had readings before, then that confirms it for you, and it confirms it for me, because I've never read for you before, Craig. Well, at least I don't think I have. But, you know, that's what this lady comes through with. Is to tell you about the singing, because I know that the singing will coincide with what you do at the moment. So I know it's going to work hand in hand, and whatever that you are doing or whatever you're doing, you're performing or whatever it is, it will work hand in hand, because it's kind of like to complement each other, if you want, for a better word. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I know as well that I want to say to you that, you know, you need... What I've been writing to you is... that your head is bowed over something at the moment, that you feel jacked inside yourself at the moment, is that right?
Yes.
Because I know that you also tell me about lifting your head up. There's no need to bow your head. There's no need for you to do that, okay? Because I know that whatever it is that you've been having difficulty with, this thing will kind of subside as you go along, okay? Well, just know that this lady is behind you, Craig, and she will walk with you every single step of the way. Whenever that you're feeling low, whenever you're feeling down, call upon her energy, your grandmother, because she's very much around you. Does that help you, Craig?
Yes, it does. Sure does.
That's okay. Thank you very much for calling in. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives at Mike's Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling there.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, there, guys. I think it's time that we went to our next piece of music. If I can find it, then I will play it, and I hope that this is the right one. You never know, Les, the way things go.
That's true.
You can tell it's a live radio show, and in fact, I don't think it is. But, well, okay. Yes, it is. Enjoy.
Night is yours alone.
A song, guys. R.E.M. Everybody.
That was certainly appropriate.
Definitely. And what about you, Maureen? Did you enjoy that one?
Oh, I did. Yes, I was enthralled in it.
Perfect. Well, I know that we was having some comments in the chat room there about being Mick Green's favourite song, and he was singing out like envision this. Got his earphones in. The show. And he's singing out on the top of his voice as his wife gives him the most stinkingest look. As Mick Green is singing to Everybody Hurts. Isn't that perfect?
That's great.
Lovely.
I could just envision his wife shouting at him. Perfect. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Okay, we got another Skype caller here, and it's the Skype name is Carrie. Can we have your name there, please?
Hey, it's Carrie.
Carrie. Maybe I had it right. Hi, Carrie. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
From South Africa.
South Africa. Perfect. And can I ask you what the reason was that you called in for?
Yeah, I have a relative that I've been trying to connect with, and now in the last week I have had a connection with a name, and I'm just not sure if it's the same person.
Okay, okay. Let me just stop you there, Kerry, because you know, I'll hand you over to the wonderful Les Jones and see if he can help you there. Les, it's over to you, mate.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Kerry, can you hear me okay?
Yep, loud and clear.
Yeah, that's good. Right. I don't know about a particular gentleman, but I am aware of a gentleman in spirit that I hope will link with you, which this gentleman I got is quite a well-built gentleman, and I do feel that he would have passed with breathing difficulties. I have a problem with the lungs, and it's that kind of thing with him. And I do feel sort of iron grey in the hair.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
So does that make any sense to you at all? So he's
somebody does come to mind, yes.
Yeah, he's quite a large framed gentleman. He's I feel he would have smoked as well. Can you understand that?
Smoking would have been somebody else. Yeah. Also relative, yeah.
Right, because it's almost as though he knew he was told he should stop the smoking, but he just sort of carried on until it was too late. As I said, I don't know whether either of these gentlemen was the one he wanted, but at the end of the day, it only works on vibrations, and they work with us because they can pick up on my vibration and it suits them.
Sure.
So
sure.
That's all I have to go with on that. But I know with this gentleman that he says you've been really sending lots of questions up to spirit.
Yep.
And asking, why can't I get this and why can't I get that and why doesn't it work this way, why doesn't it work that way? It's those sort of questions. Does that make sense to you, please?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so what he's saying basically is that he is listening, but it works in certain ways, not necessarily, it's not like this telephone conversation we're having.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, so it just depends on the day, on the place, on the person, and the rest of it. So it's down to vibrations, in effect. And the spirit world is a much higher vibration than ours here, so... And in effect, the gentleman I just described to you, he had to put on, let's call it his old skin, for want of a better word. Otherwise, you wouldn't have understood what I was talking about.
Right.
So
right.
That's really how that works. And what he does want to express is that in the world of spirit, that condition that he suffered from, with the lungs and the breathing, he left that behind on the earth plane when he went to spirit.
Okay.
So he didn't take it with him. Can you understand with this gentleman, he was a bit of a character as well, please?
Yeah, he could have been.
Yeah, because he just said the first thing he did when he got the spirit was take a deep breath. You know, it was, oh, wonderful, I can take a much deep breath now. It was that feeling with him. And I feel that was his kind of sense of humour as well about things. Because I also feel with him as well that he didn't really sort of have anything to do with all this sort of spirity nonsense when he was on the earth plane.
No,
it wouldn't have been part of his belief system at all. Obviously, he's got a different point of view now. What it is, he's taking the opportunity to come through and be remembered, because it does help Resident Spirit of Beauty member, and he's the one that, if you like, was elected, or they decided this time, this place, that he would be the one who can get through for you. And really, he wants to confirm this, if you like, the reality of spirit to you. But it may not work exactly the same as it does here, but it's infinitely bigger and better and more wonderful.
Okay.
That's what he wants to get across to you, okay? And is there something around you at the moment, like some sort of test or examination?
My whole life is a test and an examination.
In a way, we've all got that one, but it seems as though there's something specific about this time at the moment. Would you understand that?
I suppose I'm just going through some really difficult times, so yeah, that would be the test to get through it.
Yeah, the it's as though, and one of the reasons he wants to come back and let you know is that he's one of the ones in spirit who is on your side and helping you get through these things and rooting for you. He just wants you to know that you are not alone, and that he is sort of round about there for you. And also, when you send out your thoughts and questions, he's one of the ones trying to answer them as best he possibly can. but I know I've said it before, but he wouldn't... he'd love to have a magic wand and make everything perfect for you, but instead it just doesn't work like that, unfortunately. So he'd be like to do that.
Yeah.
And... can you understand as well that sometimes you have a tendency to overthink things?
Yes.
And it's almost as though then your sort of mind runs away with it, and you lose track of the bit where you first started, and sometimes that makes things feel worse for you, for yourself.
Yeah.
And what he's trying to do is to... he's saying that you do have an inner strength, you do have an inner belief, and he just wants to encourage that for you.
Okay.
Because he says the kind of person you are, there is a depth to you, and also a liking for helping other people. Can you understand that?
Yes, I can.
And it almost seems as though people will unload and put on you, in spite of your difficulties and the things that you have to do, but they don't seem to notice, they just pile more on you.
Yeah.
And so what he's saying is there are times when it's okay to say, I'm sorry, I can't do what you want me to do right now.
Yeah.
It's just not possible. You know, it is okay, so don't feel guilty about that. Because, you know, though we're the best one in the world, we all want to help everybody as much as we possibly can. We can't always do it, and he doesn't want you to feel guilty about that if you have to turn, not someone down, but at least make them understand your position.
Yeah.
So does that help
you? That's a tough one. Yeah, that's confirming a lot, and a lot of tall orders there.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's, yeah. What he's saying is sometimes tough love is needed.
Yeah, it's kind of sometimes what's used on me, and it's sometimes kind of used on other people as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's the saying? What comes around goes around, is that
exactly.
kind of thing. But there is such a belief from this gentleman in you, yourself, that... You have tremendous support there from him.
Okay.
And with.
Thank
and
you
I'll
so
leave
much.
It there with you and say thank you very much.
Thanks so
much. Okay, Kerry.
God
bless. Bye. Kerry, for calling. You can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines here. And we have area code... 856 and say hi 856. Can we take your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, wonderful. Okay, let me hand you straight over to Maureen. Maureen, it's all over to you.
Right, okay then. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, and I'll speak to you, rather. right, okay. Les was working, I was linking in a little bit. Can you take a gentleman who's in spirit now, hasn't really been passed that long? And when we say that, give us a 2-year period. Would you know of a gentleman who's in the spirit world now, who's perhaps been passed around about close to 2 years? No?
I don't know.
Let's work with this gentleman. I'm very interested to see. I know there was a funeral, okay, and I know I've got it in the family, and I feel I've got a gentleman here. Maybe he attended the funeral rather than it was his funeral. But I don't feel that long ago. Okay. Right, I feel a lady's come in now. Now I feel that this lady had a little bit of weight on her body, and would find it sluggish at times walking. So can you take a discussion of a lady like that who is in spirit perhaps now, and the gentleman who would have known her? So you've got to look for a lady that's a little bit of weight on her body, that's sluggishly walked. And a bit of breathing as well. A little bit of breathing difficulties as well with her.
I don't know who the man is that passed in the last couple of years.
Okay. What about a lady then? What about a lady that's passed in that period of time who would have known this gentleman? Because maybe it's the gentleman... it has to be a gentleman, doesn't it? Okay. Can I go to your husband's side of the family? Would you know a lot
Pardon?
About your husband's, your partner's or husband's side of the family?
I'm not married.
All right. Do you have a partner?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I'm going to keep working with this gentleman until I find out why he's here. Because I know he's drawn close to you on a very emotional tie to you. So he's got to be somebody that was close to you, and he's very emotional at this moment, and he's drawing close to you. So would you know the gentleman that was highly thought of, and who highly thought of you, who's in the spirit world? Can we
no
go
one
a bit
passed
further on?
Recently, in the last couple of years that I know of.
Okay. Well, maybe if I got that wrong, but I didn't feel a long period of time with this gentleman. And when I say
I'm sure you actually have the right connection with me, because I'm not picking up on anything that you're saying.
Okay. I'll just let him stay there for a minute. I'll see if I can pick up on anything else for you. Do you have farming conditions around the family? Would you know people who were farmers in your family?
No.
No.
No. There's no farmers in my family.
Right. I'll try one more thing. I'll go in on a psychic link then, because I'm not sort of getting anybody else here for you at the moment. I do feel I want to calm you down as well. Really, it is sometimes one thing happens and then two things happen, then three things happen, and then it gets too much. Would that make any sense? Because I know somebody's telling me this. You see,
they're
Can
telling
you take
me
that
what?
Yourself? Right.
How do I feel? What?
Yeah, you know, conditions around yourself. There's got to be conditions around yourself, and like everybody else, there's problems, isn't there? And I feel maybe around yourself at the moment, there could be not only one problem, perhaps a couple of problems. No?
Nothing major, really.
I don't think it's okay. It's not always, you know, it's okay. So normally I do pick up on spirits and everybody around you. I feel with yourself, you're quite well, quite clever, I would say. You have abilities where you could turn your hand to a lot of things. Can you take that? You can be good at quite a few things.
Yeah, I would say that's true.
Yeah, so I'm trying to point on another level towards to sort of speak to you, say, in the time scale I have, because I felt you were quite clever. You like interesting things. I think you like to do things all the time. You like to keep yourself interested in life and things going on around and about you. And sometimes when it goes quiet with you and things aren't happening, that's where you may get a bit nervous. Would that make any sense? You're the type of lady that likes to be kept busy.
I like to be busy.
And I feel sometimes it may go quiet with you at times, and then perhaps you think, you feel uncomfortable with it. I feel that you're the lady that likes to keep busy, and when it does go quiet, it'll be a thought in your mind.
That's why I don't meditate very much, because I actually don't care for the quiet.
So I've got through on something with you, because I feel you feel uncomfortable with quietness. And that sounds silly to say. You do like
that's
activity.
True.
Yeah, you feel uncomfortable with it because it's a sense you're feeling like what's coming now or something. This is, you know, something, we're all different, and I feel with you're that way. I'm just trying to see if I can get anybody else in for this, but I can actually. You don't have a fish tank or anything, do you?
No.
No. I don't know where this is coming from, because I could just sort of see a lovely fish tank. A lot of you wouldn't have known anybody who would have had a nice fish tank, would you?
No.
Well, I'll keep the fish then. You can work on the other thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just say one more thing, so I know we have to wind up. I know I want to give you the name of Anne from somewhere, from the spirit world.
The name of Anne?
Yes, if you can take note of that. But also a gentleman's name of Tom. If I can leave those two names with you, an Anne and a Tom.
I do believe
they are both in the spirit world now. So hopefully, if you can contact your mum or somebody like that, they may be able to recognise the names and perhaps recognise the two people from spirit that I had here tonight.
Well, my parents are both deceased, so that's not going to happen. I don't know Anne or Tom, unfortunately.
Right, okay then. Yeah. I'm going to leave this one with you then. It's a pity, but
okay.
I can pick up a little bit about yourself, and quite an interesting life. I reckon you have quite an interesting life.
Thanks. And
you're very open, a very open person for caring of others. I think that's why you're so open and interested, because you're interested in others. And if we can meet an interesting person, you love that. You like to know things about people. Interesting to you, and that's a good trait to have. because you want to help people as you go through life. Would that make any sense? Are you open to that?
Yeah, I do like to help people, so people do seem to gravitate towards me.
There's a gift there with you, you see, and you probably might not look at it that way, but there is a gift there with you, because I'm looking at you now, and I can see all the lovely colours sort of swirling around you in your aura, and I know you do have a lot to give. So what special you want tonight, I don't know, but I know you are a giving person. You've got a lot to give. And I feel, as you said, people do come towards you. I do feel that as you go through life, as you get older, that will come really strong. You'll literally find more and more and more people coming to you for help. But I know you enjoy it. And I know you enjoy helping people. So I'm going to have to leave this one with you because of time. But if you can take that much, I'm sorry I couldn't get anybody definite from the spirit world for you, but I know there's a kindness and a loving nature with yourself.
Thank you.
And I do feel you will be one of the workers for spirit. And help a lot of people. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the reading. Good night.
Well, thank you, Laura, there for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Okay, let's move back onto the phone lines and let's go to area code 352 and say hi, 352. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi there. My name's Cindy. How are you this evening?
I'm doing very well, Cindy. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm in Florida, and I believe you may have been picking up on someone for me on that last call.
All right, okay.
I was sitting there the whole time going, me, me, me.
You know, Cindy, it's always be there, isn't it?
Yes. My father just passed on October the 1st, and he did not have previous funeral arrangements, and so we just had the funeral last Saturday on October the 26th.
Okay, Cindy, don't tell us any more now.
Okay.
Do you feel more happier working with Cindy, or do you want me to take the call?
I don't mind. I'd be interested if she can recognize the lady as well. And I know that this gentleman is here. He's returning flowers to her, you see. So she must have taken, I feel what he's returning to her is the small white flowers that perhaps she took to the funeral.
Is that right?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No.
See, well what more it was would have been for the last lady? Okay, Cindy. So I was going to take your call. I'm going to work with you and see what comes of that. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bless you. Now, see, I know that you've just said that your father's passed, so I don't really want to just go straight in and work. I want to describe and build up the communication, the contact as they come forward. And, you know, I do believe that there is a gentleman here with me that makes me aware that, you know, when he passed on to the spirit world, there was a very sudden passing with this gentleman because I'm aware that my life was ended very quickly when I went into the spirit world. I do believe I want to settle within my chest, whether it was the heart that took this man on to the spirit world, I don't know, but I know I want to settle with my chest. I know that his breathing was very much labored before he passed to the spirit world, this Cindy. Now, I do believe with him as well that he was quite a well-built man in the build of his body there before he passes on to the spirit world, but quite stubborn in his ways because I feel that he's a very stubborn man, almost to the point where, I'm okay, just leave me be. I don't want to go and get checked out. I don't want to be pulled and pushed around. Just leave me be. Let me get on with things. Does that fit with the gentleman that you're thinking of, this, Cindy?
I don't. Well, he didn't like going to hospitals, but he was sick for a while. I actually think you're speaking of someone else that passed. That was a friend of mine that passed a few years ago.
A that's what it is, because I know that I'm aware. I don't want to be pulled around. I don't want to be pushed around. Just leave me be. Let me get on with my life. Let me just enjoy what's around us, okay? So you understand that with someone else that's in the spirit
world.
With both
of them, actually. But the one died suddenly and wasn't expecting it. And the other one was in the hospital and had been sick for a while.
Okay, because I know the one I have with me makes me aware that it was a sudden, fast passing, okay? Almost to the point of where I feel I was in this life 1 minute and in this spirit world the next minute, okay? And I know as he comes forward that he makes his vibration quite prominent to me at the moment, because I feel that there's such of a need, which there would be, obviously, because of your recent loss there, but there's such a need of, I want to just hold you tight. And I believe this is what I want to do there from the spirit world. Just tell you there of the support that you have from the spirit world to kind of push you forward through this difficult time that you're going through at the moment. Now, with your father there, if I said that to you that his legs give him a lot of trouble before he passed, would that make sense there to you there, Cindy?
Yes. Yes.
And walking, because I know that, because as I'm getting the two of them that comes in together, I know that your dad makes you aware that his walking, he wasn't able to walk very good there. In some respects, almost as if I couldn't walk hardly at all towards the end of my life. But you know, there was so much care that was given to your dad before he passed, and he makes me aware that it was like kind of a pleasure to have everyone around me in my physical life before I left this vibration. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Absolutely.
Perfect. See, because I know that I've got your dad that comes through as well. And, you know, Cindy, if I said that to you that, before you called into the show today, would I be right in saying that to you that you was in two minds whether to call in or not? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, because he tells me that you was in two minds of calling in because you want him to come through so much. But on the other... But on the other hand, you feel, I don't know if I'm ready for this. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, kind of, but I do want to connect with him. I really do.
Good, okay, because I know that's what he is doing, okay? He's building that communication. They're building that connection between the two of you as you speak. Because if I said to you that even though that... See, you must be aware of the spirit world yourself there, Cindy, at the moment. Is that right?
Yes.
Because he says to me that this is not the first time that you've had a connection there with him, because since he has passed, you've already communicated with him in your own way. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. See, because he says to me here that he's come around your life since he has passed, and he's already connected. Now, I know that you said to me that the funeral was only last Saturday. Would I be right in saying to you, before the funeral, after this passing, before the funeral, that's when he made a connection to you? Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
And he says to me that it's almost as if, I don't mean this to come out the wrong way, almost as if he helped to plan his own funeral. So I know that some inspiration was given to you, either for the funeral or to pass on to do with the funeral. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I had not planned on speaking at his funeral, and I spoke on three separate times at his funeral.
Absolutely perfect. Because I know that's what he comes through to say here to me, that it's almost as if he had planned or would have liked to have a hand in his own funeral there. And he says that he did do just that there from where he was and from where he is there at the moment in the spirit world. So know that he's been in your vibration, know that he's around your life. And, you know, he just wants me to say that you know, things can only get better from here on in if you only give yourself half of a chance. Do you understand why he would say that to me, Cindy?
Yes.
Because I know, see, that you can be quite stubborn yourself there, can't you?
Yes, absolutely.
And I don't mean this to quote the wrong way, but what I mean by stubborn to yourself is because sometimes you don't, listen to your own guidance. Is that right?
Yes, that's true.
See, because I know that's what he has come to say to me, that you sometimes don't listen to your own guidance. Now, why does he talk to me about being ill? And I don't mean that to do with him. Since he has passed, have you, developed, I'm not saying an illness, please don't get me wrong, but I don't know whether you've had, a sore throat or because he talks of the healing that he's been trying to administrate to you since he has gone. Do you understand this?
I haven't been physically ill. My father was a pastor, and he travels around the country. He had a healing ministry. But before that, he was kind of a rough codger, and I didn't talk to him for quite a few years. And
okay.
I was blessed to be at the hospital with him for the last couple of weeks and was with him when he passed in my arms.
Okay, bless his heart. Okay, so you would understand why he would come through and give you this healing, okay?
Yes,
because I know that's exactly
the healing
what...
is between us, our relationship.
There we are, perfect, because I know that's exactly what he wants to talk to me about the healing that he wants to administrate to you at the moment, even as we speak. So know that your father is so well aware of your physical being and of your physical life. And you know, as he's there with you, he just wants to demonstrate of how close he really is there to you. Why does he keep giving me, like, the number 6? I don't know whether there's a number 6 on the door somewhere, or there's whether it's the 6 months, like the June or something. Would you understand why he keeps going about the 6?
6. His birthday was in June, but I'm sitting at my son's house, who's the first number on his door is 6 also.
Okay, so it would be important in the two ways, particularly the June month and the number 6 up on the door. You know, again, doesn't that just prove to you conclusively that your dad is with us, communicating
yes.
with us from the spirit world at the moment? Because he says, just tell her the number 6. And, you know, he calls me son, okay? So I know that's the way that he would address people. Tell her number 6, my son, okay? And I know that he's a very clear man in whatever he had to say, out he would come, but very precise and very clear. He would have spoken when he was with us. Do you understand this?
Yes, absolutely.
Cindy, why did he talk to me as well about the car? Tell her about the car. I know about that. What's going on with the car?
My car that I'm driving is my back brakes are squealing really loud. I need to get brake pads on it.
Ah, okay. Well, he says, tell her I know about the car. Tell her about the car. So again, you know, I would certainly say that he has been with you, particularly as you've been traveling in the car, and knows about these, this issue that you have with the brakes there. So again, it's just his way of demonstrating to you that he's been around your life.
And I'm actually sitting in that car in my son's yard as we speak.
Absolutely perfect. Okay. See, you know, it just demonstrates to us all, doesn't it? You know, that when we pass on to the spirit world, you know, and it's a question that's asked me a lot: how long have we got to wait for them to come through? And, you know, it's when the time is right, this Cindy. You know, it can be within the first hour. It can be within the first year, within the first 10 years. It doesn't matter. It's when the time is right and when you are right, when he's ready, and for it all to gel together. I've always said that and always will say that. So know that, you know, he is so close around you. You know, he tells me here that, Cindy, have you been trying to get through to the show for quite some time then, Cindy? Would you understand why I would say that to you?
Have I been trying to get through where?
You've been trying to get through, whether it's this show or other shows, but you've been trying to get through to the show for such a long time. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I call it shows, but I barrel race. It's barrel racing shows. I compete
on
horses.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, well, you know, he just talks to me about, you know, that you've been trying to get through so many times there, okay? Well, Cindy, you know, I could really go on all night with you. I really could and demonstrate to you how close he is. But know that your father... hang on a minute, I can't leave you there because he says, whoa, wait a minute. There's a lady...
That's exactly word for word what he would say to people.
Perfect. Okay, because he says, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, there's a lady that comes through that he wants me to talk to you about very quickly. And I'm saying to him, you know, I'm conscious of the time here. But he wants me to talk to you about a lady that's with us in the spirit world. I believe it's his mum. So his mum in the spirit world. Now, would I be right in saying that?
His mother is still here.
Okay, hang on a minute. Who's the lady in the spirit world that I want to say that I'm still want to call this lady mum? Who's a very short lady. I feel maybe around the 5'1", 5'2", of her height when she was here with us. Now, I know that when she passed, that she makes me aware that she was in a hospital when she passed, because I know I'm hearing machines that starts to beep in the background, which tells me the hospital connection's there with this lady when she crossed home to the spirit world. Do you understand who this lady is?
It could be my other grandmother, my mother's mother.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, because I know that I want to talk about of being mum. Okay, so if it's his mother-in-law, then that's fine. But you would understand she was a short, over feisty, fiery kind of a lady as she comes through. I know that's the way she was. And you know, she says to me here, you get that from her. Now, would you understand? I didn't mean that to come out offensively, but you can be quite feisty and fiery when you want to be this and dear. Is that right?
Yes.
Because she says to me, you don't want to get on the wrong side of this one. Okay, and that's the way she speaks to me. So I know that, see, whatever she talks about, you don't want to get on the wrong side of this one. I believe that you must be going through something in your life at the moment that you feel as if you're like walking on eggshells, this, Cindy. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Bless your heart. Cindy, as I said, I could go on all night there with you. I really could. But, you know, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives. Has that helped you a little bit there?
Absolutely. That was absolutely awesome. I have a question. If they're in spirit, if my father's in spirit, he obviously can see everything going on here, right?
Absolutely.
Because he just described what I'm doing right now, where I'm at. There's been problems here at my son's house where someone just tried to break in.
Okay.
And I think it's connected. Is he able to intervene in any way and protect
That's one thing that they can't do is intervene with any physical thing that's going on. So if there may have been a burglary there or something, then you know, I've never heard that they've been able to intervene to sort out, catch out, or anything of the sort. But you know, your father's main priority is to protect you all. Okay, now whether that be and I don't mean like a physical thing of protecting you from people, but surely pushing you in the right direction there. Okay, so know that he walks with you, walks with all the family, and is around your life. Okay, does that help you a bit there?
Very much. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
That was beautiful.
And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading of that archives there. Sorry, I said that all wrong again, didn't I? Copy that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
I will. Bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, the time has come that we play. It's probably going to be the last song of the evening now. So, well, enjoy.
Don't be unhappy, can't remember. like a rainbow.
Cindy Lopez, True, See Your True Colors. Did you enjoy that one, guys?
Yeah, that was, it was almost like she was channeling Janis Joplin then.
Okay, well, I think we've got just a little bit more time that we can squeeze another one in here. So let's go to area code 212 and say hi. Can we take your name there, please?
Oh, yes, hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
The pleasure's all out.
Karen.
There. Karen.
Yes.
Okay, Karen, can I ask you where you're calling from there?
New York City.
New York City, wonderful. Okay, well,
yeah.
Well, time is beating us. I'm going to just hand you quickly over to Les, and Les, it's over to you there.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello, Karen, can you hear me okay?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Fine. Okay.
My father recently passed, and some of the things for the past two callers I thought might have been for me. I also have lots of other people in spirit, so
Okay.
Welcome any and all.
Okay, thank you. What I'll do, I'll give you some information. If you can just then give me a yes or a no, so just to find it makes sense, that's all we need, really. I'm more aware of a lady linking in spirit, first of all. And I know this lady has reached quite a good age. She was quite slim of the build. And I feel, although she slowed down with age, she would have, more in her prime, been one of these people with a lot of nervous energy. I also feel with this lady that she didn't resented not being able to do the things that she used to do, which she couldn't do because of the aging process. And I feel that she was very sharp as well, mentally, very much on the ball.
See my grandmother?
Yes. The feeling I get is the grandmother kind of vibe with her. And she says in a way that you've inherited a lot of her characteristics. Because this said... Can you understand that you like to get things done?
Yes.
You don't like wasting time. You know, if someone said to you Rome wasn't built in a day, you'd say, well, it would have been if I was on the job.
Huh.
That makes sense.
Well,
to
I don't
you.
Know about that.
No,
maybe I could be that way, and in my good days, yes, but I haven't been like that
recently. But this is the... As I said, I feel I have the grandmother link here, and this is the kind of vibe that she was very much like as well, because she is saying chip the old block. And she said, of all people, her most unlikely, she's trying to bring some patience to you, to be a bit more patient with things. And I also feel around you as well. You must have been from quite a large family. Can you understand that?
She was. She was from a large family.
Yeah. I'm just aware of a whole host, certainly of people in the world of spirit, but also there was still quite an extended family on the earth plane even now. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm having a chest condition here now.
She had heart problems.
I paused for a minute because it came out so suddenly, and I just took my breath away a minute. She's.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. She's just. As I said, she's had a lot of nervous energy, and she's very strong about the links and things that she talks about there. And she's also talking about a sort of breakdown of communication within the family, as though there was an argument within two parts of the family. Can you understand that?
You mean in the past?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, sure.
Because I feel there was a time within the family when portions of it didn't speak to other portions of it. It's really that kind of situation there.
Yes.
And
yes.
And she's, and what she's saying, and there must be something along those lines or the potential for that to happen in the present day. Can you understand that as well?
Well, there's really not much family left.
Yeah.
You know, not in touch with. Oh, okay, there, I'm right. I haven't spoken to cousins of mine in years and years.
Yeah.
And it hasn't changed.
That's right, yeah. So what she's saying is, having got the world of spirit, and they've all sort of met up again and so on, all the things that they didn't say and all the things that they should have said, they then had to go through it all and sort it out in spirit. So her advice, for want of a better word, is to, if you can get back in touch with these people, or it feels right for you to do so, then it would be a good idea to do that.
Mm.
Because
I feel like, you know, they were the ones who did it, and
yeah,
I don't feel bad about anything that I have done.
No,
so I don't really don't know what to say to them.
Yeah. This is what she's saying, basically, is that whatever the reasons for not being in touch, once you get over the spirit, you looked at it and go, that was a shame, wasn't it? You know, it's just a waste of time. So, in effect, it didn't have any real significance there. But she just wants to let you know about that. That's her point of view now from where she is in the world of spirit, okay? And
Does she say anything about my father or my mother?
Yeah, I'm seeing if she's going to bring anything of that in now. Well, can you understand? I'm not quite sure which one of those I'm linking to, but I do feel as though I have either a throat condition or speaking difficulties. Can you understand that, please?
My mother had lung cancer, but it was... No, I don't really know.
Okay.
And my father had heart issues.
Don't tell me. Sorry. I'm picking up this information. I feel the link with the throats and the things like that would be to do with your mum, because there's just sort of, there must have been times when she found it difficult to talk, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
On that. And,
she was kind of...
Yeah, it's that's the condition that she's putting on me there. And she just wants you to know that in the world of spirit, she left that condition behind when she made the transfer to spirit. So she doesn't have those conditions around herself in the world of spirit at all. She's absolutely
great.
Fit. She is in as she calls it, perfect condition, if you like, in the world of spirit. And
great.
It's all left behind on the earth plane. And she just said it was such a relief to feel well again. So that's there.
Is she with my father?
I'm just sort of getting to that point now. She passed before him, didn't she?
Yes.
Yes.
A number of years before.
Yeah. So what she's saying is that she prepared the place for him to arrive to or to go to once he got the world of the spirit. So in effect, she was doing the homemaking over there.
Good.
And I feel that's how she would have been as well. When she was fit on the earth plane, she would have had a pride and a joy in the homemaking. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's... She's going on about some really nice table with him at the moment as well. And I think that's something that she would have been proud of when she was on the earth.
Yes.
But she says she really laid a good table. That's the only way I can put it. Does that make sense to you? That makes sense to you, does it? Yeah. And so she prepared the, if you like, the place to live in the will of spirit when your father joined. And
I'm really sorry, there, mate. But I need to come in there because I know that the show is coming to an end within the next 2 minutes. So I know that we need to
Get up. So anyway, so Karen, as long as you understand that your grandmother was there, your mum was there, and your dad's in the background, but he couldn't get in because they were talking too much.
Oh.
Okay, so
well,
as long as that makes sense.
Well, send them
to you.
Love for me, and I miss them.
Yeah, well, they're around you all the time, they're saying.
How can I communicate with them myself?
Just send your thoughts. That's good enough. That's the love. That's all they need.
But I want to feel them and hear them like you do.
Right. Well, I'll have to close down now, Karen, but it's been a privilege to work for you on your behalf. Thank you.
Karen, you can always call back in, Karen, at any time next time the show's on, but please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Bye now. Bye. Les, Maureen, it's been an absolute pleasure yet again and once again. Just one more time, Les, give us your website.
mindbodyandjones.co.uk.
Don't forget the hashtag.
Sorry about that,
Hashtag mindbodyandjones.co.uk. That's where you'll be able to get hold of my wonderful guests this evening, Les Jones and Maureen. Maureen, did you enjoy...
Hello?
Yes, did you enjoy Maureen?
Oh, yes, sorry, yes. Oh, I do enjoy it, actually, because you're meeting lots of... Well, you meet lots of spirit people, not just only... the ones here, you know what I mean?
Most definitely.
I really enjoy it, yeah.
Most definitely. Okay, well, I know that we've come to the end of the show. Search me on Facebook as Mike Davis Medium, but for me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info.
Or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend. Or search for MikeSpirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.